All right, let's just address the elephant in the bathroom right away.
Yeah.
The whole idea of a cold shower. I mean,
Yeah.
for most of us, it just sounds, well, honestly, a bit nuts, doesn't it? Like something out of an old movie.
Totally. Or maybe some kind of extreme sport training.
Exactly. Yet what's truly fascinating and kind of surprising is how popular cold water therapy has become. It's exploded, really.
It really has. You see it everywhere now, from top athletes to, just regular people looking for a wellness boost.
So our mission today in the deep dive is to cut through that initial skepticism. We want to unpack the most compelling insights from our sources. We're going to try and reveal why so many people are actually embracing this icy ritual.
And what they're getting out of it, right?
Right. What are the evidence-backed benefits they're finding? We're talking about some pretty big claims.
Yeah, things like better mental health, more energy.
A stronger immune system, even better sleep, apparently. So get ready to maybe rethink your daily shower routine.
Okay, let's dive straight in. The big question first, why? Why would anyone choose cold water over a nice, warm, steamy shower?
It feels so good. What's the immediate appeal that makes people, brave the chill?
Well, what's really captivating here isn't just why people do it, but what happens instantly in your body.
Yeah.
The second that cold water hits your skin, it's like flicking a switch, physiologically speaking. It instantly stimulates your sympathetic nervous system, sends this like rush of electrical impulses from cold receptors in your skin straight to your brain.
Wow. Okay, so like an internal alarm
But
clock.
kind of, think of it more like hitting your body's reset button. Our sources mention people immediately feel more alert and notice that tired, heavy muscle feeling just eases off. That's a pretty powerful way to start your day, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's such a stark contrast to how a hot shower can sometimes make you feel kind of sleepy, almost zoned out.
Right, that meditative state.
Yeah. So this isn't just a mental thing like wake up. It's a proper physical jolt that sets the tone for the day.
Precisely. It suggests this simple routine can really change how ready you feel for whatever's next.
Yep.
And beyond just that initial whoosh of energy, our sources show this whole spectrum of benefits stacking up.
Right.
We're talking better mental sharpness, a definite mood lift, improved circulation, which we'll get into,
Okay.
less inflammation in the body, and even a boost to your metabolism. It's this whole positive
A
cascade.
cascade, I like that. All triggered by just cold water.
Seems harsh, but the effects are pretty holistic.
So it's not just a vague, I feel better thing. Our sources really dig into specific benefits. Some are quite surprising.
I really do.
Let's start with one that honestly sounds almost too good to be true. Improved mental health.
This one's huge. It really could be a game changer for some people. The sources consistently show cold exposure doesn't just boost mood and alertness,
Right.
but it can actually significantly reduce stress levels. It's interesting because, we think of hot showers as relaxing.
Yeah, definitely.
But cold water immersion seems to offer this unique therapeutic effect, especially for conditions like depression and anxiety.
How so? What's the mechanism there?
Okay, get this. The detail in the sources is genuinely staggering. Cold exposure can apparently increase your dopamine levels by up to 250%.
Wait, 250%?
250%, yeah. That's not just a little mood lift, that's a massive measurable biological shift.
Wow.
It directly impacts your mood and seems to offer a powerful way to potentially ease symptoms of depression.
Okay, a 250% dopamine increase.
Yeah.
That is staggering. That's a
Yeah.
huge takeaway. But how quickly does that happen? Is it instant?
The initial surge seems pretty rapid, yeah,
Yeah.
almost immediate. That contributes to that instant feeling of alertness and brighter mood.
Right.
But does it last? Well, studies suggest that doing it consistently, regular cold exposure can lead to more sustained improvements over time.
Okay.
Better mood regulation, more resilience to stress. It's like you're training your body and mind to handle stress differently.
Training.
Yeah.
Interesting. And you mentioned earlier that, some people love a warm soak.
Yeah, like me.
Me too.
Is it?
So the sources actually had a practical tip, didn't they, about combining them?
Oh, yeah, brilliant suggestion. Why choose? Have a cold shower in the morning for that energy and mental lift.
Get that dopamine hit.
Exactly. And then enjoy a nice warm bath at night to relax and wind down. Best of both worlds, really.
I love that. It doesn't have to be this like extreme all or nothing thing.
Not at all.
Okay, so that dopamine boost also links nicely to the second big benefit, increased energy levels. We all kind of know cold water wakes you up, but how does it actually work beyond just the initial shock factor.
Well, a mechanism is pretty clever, actually.
Yeah.
When your body gets hit with that cold water, it has to suddenly work much harder.
Stay warm.
Exactly, to maintain its core temperature.
Yeah.
And that effort, it kicks your adrenal glands into gear.
Adrenaline.
Adrenaline, noradrenaline.
Yeah.
You get the surge. It's basically your body's natural fight or flight response, but, you know, in a controlled kind of beneficial way.
Right, not like you're running from a lion.
Hopefully not. But that hormonal surge translates directly into feeling more energized, more focused,
mm-hmm.
much more than you'd get from a long, hot shower, which can often make you feel a bit sluggish.
Yeah, sedated even.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic news for anyone who, like me, isn't a morning person naturally.
Or struggles with that afternoon slump.
Totally. Or just needs to get productive. A short, cold blast could be that perfect mental and physical jumpstart.
Seems like it.
Okay, so profound mental and energy shifts. But what about the physical body?
Yeah.
Overall wellness. Let's get into some of those tangible health benefits.
Right, let's start with a really big one. A strengthened immune system.
Okay, how does cold water manage that?
So lower temperatures seem to trigger your body to produce more white blood cells.
The defenders.
Exactly. Your body's internal army, essential for finding and fighting off infections. And the sources highlight some pretty compelling studies.
Oh, yeah.
Showing that people who took cold showers regularly were significantly less likely to call in sick to work.
Really? Less sick days?
Yeah. A clear, measurable link.
Yeah.
Which is pretty powerful for just changing your shower habit, right?
That's incredible. A daily habit potentially boosting your body's defenses that much.
Mm.
What kind of studies are we talking about? Big ones.
Yeah, the research includes both controlled studies and observational data. There's a strong consensus building that cold exposure does stimulate the immune system.
Okay.
There was one, a Dutch study, I think, over 3,000 people. It showed a 29% reduction in self-reported sick leave for the cold shower group.
Wow, 29% is significant.
It's pretty robust evidence for a fairly simple change. Okay, now let's move to benefit number 4. Improved circulation.
Right, and this is the one that feels a bit backwards, doesn't it? You'd think hot water gets the blood flowing.
Exactly. That's the common thought. Heat expands, cold constricts. So how does cold water improve circulation?
Yeah, how?
Okay, so you're right. The blood vessels near your skin do constrict when the cold hits.
Yeah.
That part's true. But here's the clever bit. That surface constriction forces your heart to pump a bit harder to circulate blood everywhere else.
Ah, okay.
It pushes blood more efficiently to your vital organs, deeper tissues. It's not a strain. It's more like a workout for your circulatory system.
Like resistance training for your veins.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
Over time, this repeated challenge strengthens your whole cardiovascular system. Better circulation, stronger heart.
Mm.
It's almost like the cold stops your body being lazy, kicks it into gear, makes your circulation more agile.
Fantastic analogy. Making your system more agile. And that has knock-on effects for how we look too, right? Benefit 5,
mm-hmm.
Improved skin.
Absolutely connects. When cold water hits your skin, your pores tighten up quite significantly.
Okay.
That action helps lock in moisture, keeping your skin naturally hydrated and looking healthier. Plus, cold water is a natural anti-inflammatory.
Right, that makes sense.
So it can reduce redness, calm, irritation, even help with things like acne breakouts.
And the circulation part.
That improved circulation we just talked about, it increases blood flow to your face too, contributing to that healthier, sort of vibrant look. A natural glow.
So it's not just surface stuff. It's calming irritation and boosting glow from the inside out. Makes sense.
Precisely. And then following on from skin, benefit number 6, improved hair health.
Okay, how does cold water help your hair?
It's got this really nice dual action.
Mm.
First, it stimulates the scalp, increasing blood flow to the hair follicles.
Which helps growth.
Promotes healthier growth, yeah. And second, maybe the bit you'd notice more, it seals the cuticle of the hair shaft.
What does that do?
It locks in moisture, reduces frizz, and just gives your hair better health and more shine. Makes it look smoother. And think about it this way. Hot showers can actually strip away your natural sebum layer, that protective oil.
Right. Dries everything out.
Exactly. Leaves hair vulnerable. But cold water helps keep that sebum layer intact so your hair stays naturally protected and, well, healthier.
Okay. Beyond the sort of immediate physical and mental boosts, the sources get into some really surprising areas. Deeper impacts on internal systems, starting with digestion.
Yeah, digestion. The moment that cold hits, it seems to jolt the digestive system into action, too.
Another jolt.
Yeah, another one. Think of it like a gentle kickstart. It stimulates the stomach, encourages more stomach acid production.
Mm.
which improves digestion overall.
Okay.
But here's where it gets even more interesting. There's a link to brown fat.
Brown fat, what's that?
So cold showers seem to promote healthy levels of brown adipose tissue. And this isn't just regular fat, it's metabolically active.
Meaning
it actually increases your metabolism. It makes your body much more efficient at burning calories and using energy.
Wow, okay, that's a fascinating link. Digestion, metabolism, brown fat. Which leads us straight into benefit 8, weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this source is really clear here, which is important for listeners. Cold showers are not a magic weight loss pill on their own, right?
Yeah, absolutely critical to stress that. They're not a standalone solution, but they can be a really powerful part of a healthy lifestyle.
How do they help then, metabolically speaking?
Well, it's sort of twofold. First, like we said, your body has to work harder just to generate heat when it's cold. That burns calories directly.
Okay, simple thermogenesis.
Right. And second, activating that brown fat we just mentioned, that gives your metabolism a significant boost, helps your body burn existing fat more efficiently, and potentially store less over time.
So no overnight miracle, but a definite metabolic advantage if you're consistent.
Exactly. Part of the bigger picture.
Okay. Now, many of us have seen athletes, you know, plunging into ice baths after games or hard training.
Yeah, the classic ice bath.
That relates directly to benefit number 9, improved athletic performance.
Hmm.
How does a cold shower translate those benefits for, say, the average gym goer?
It's really about two things, efficiency and recovery. Cold exposure seems to make the body better at conserving energy overall, which could potentially lead to slightly improved performance next time you work out. But for anyone active, the big win is probably reduced inflammation and muscle soreness.
The dreaded DOMS.
Exactly. Delayed onset muscle soreness. Cold water constricts blood vessels, which helps flush out metabolic waste products like lactic acid and reduces swelling.
So you recover faster.
Faster recovery, less soreness. Means you can train again sooner or just feel better after your workout. Big plus.
Definitely. And finally, benefit number 10. This one might surprise people because we usually associate it with the opposite, a warm bath, better sleep.
Yeah, this feels really counterintuitive, doesn't it? But it's surprisingly effective.
How can cold help you sleep?
Well, while a warm bath makes you feel sleepy, cold temperatures actually trigger your body to produce more melatonin.
The sleep hormone.
The crucial sleep hormone, yeah. It regulates your sleep-wake cycle, helps ensure you get quality rest, and also remember the stress reduction we talked about.
Yeah, the dopamine and calming effect.
Right. By lowering overall stress levels, cold showers help calm your nervous system down. That helps you fall asleep faster and get deeper, more restorative sleep.
So it's the hormonal trigger and the stress reduction working together.
Exactly. Another way your body responds beneficially to that cold stimulus, ultimately improving your rest.
Okay, so we've laid out a pretty compelling case. But what does this mean practically for you, the listener, if you're now thinking, okay, maybe I should try this?
Right, the practicalities.
Let's cover some key questions. First, and this is crucial, are cold showers actually okay for everyone? Any safety warnings?
Yes, vital safety point here. They are definitely not suitable for everyone. And if you have any pre-existing medical conditions, you absolutely need to talk to your doctor first.
Adult. Who specifically?
Especially people with heart conditions, high blood pressure. Also, if you're pregnant or have diabetes. For these groups, the shock of the cold, it can trigger quite a significant physiological response. It could put extra stress on the cardiovascular system, which might be dangerous. So, safety first, always check with a healthcare professional.
That is a really crucial warning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so assuming it is safe for someone and they want to try, how do you actually do it without, you know, screaming?
Uh-huh. Avoiding the operatic performance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For those of us not ready for a full polar plunge on day one, how do we ease in?
The absolute key, and the sources really stress this, is go gradual, start slow.
Okay.
You definitely don't need to crank it to freezing on your first try. Just start by turning the water down from warm towards cool. Let your body adjust slowly.
So it's not an immediate switch to ice cold.
No. Just get comfortable with cool first. Mm. And maybe take shorter showers to begin with. 2 to 3 minutes is kind of the ideal zone for benefits.
Right.
But you can build up to that. Start with 30 seconds, maybe a minute. If it feels like too much, just step out for a second, take a breath, maybe try again.
That sounds manageable.
And even just finishing your normal warm shower with a minute or two of cool or cold water, That still gives you significant benefits. You don't have to do the whole shower cold.
Okay, the contrast shower approach.
Exactly. And yeah, the sources do mention the extra challenge for the real hardcore fans adding ice cubes to the shower flow.
Wow. Okay, maybe not for beginners.
Definitely an advanced move. You build up to that, if ever.
So you don't have to go full polar bear from day one. That's a relief.
Mm-hmm.
How long, then, should the cold part be, ideally, and how often?
Yeah, for duration, like I said, aiming for around 2 to 3 minutes seems to be the sweet spot to get the full range of effects we've discussed.
Okay.
As for how often,
mm-hmm.
Well, that depends a bit. Many people find every other day works really well, gives the body time to adapt and recover.
Right.
But some people really like that daily stimulant effect, that morning jolt, so they do it every day.
So it's personal preference.
It's personal preference, and maybe aligning it with your goals. Like, if you want muscle recovery, definitely do it after your gym session.
That makes sense. Tailor it to your needs.
Exactly.
And that's great because it reassures people, you know, it's not this rigid all or nothing thing.
Not at all.
You don't have to take them all the time.
Yeah.
You can still enjoy your lovely warm showers too.
Absolutely. It's about integrating it maybe, not totally replacing something you enjoy.
Well, there you have it then. I mean, the evidence we've looked at today is pretty compelling, isn't it?
This really is quite strong across the board.
From that immediate energy jolt and mood boost.
Yeah, the dopamine effect.
To the deeper things like better skin, better digestion, faster muscle recovery, and even fundamentally supercharging your immune system.
Quite a list of benefits from something so simple.
It really is. So if you've been listening and maybe sitting on the fence about this, we genuinely encourage you to consider giving it a try. But just remember that key advice. Start slow.
Definitely start slow.
You don't need to go full throttle straight away. Just gradually introduce the colder water, build up your time slowly. You'll likely find you get used to the chill quicker than you think.
You really do adapt.
The benefits seem clear. They're kind of waiting there for you to embrace this surprisingly simple yet pretty impactful change.
Well said.
And maybe the real benefit isn't just all those physical things we listed. Perhaps it's also about the mental side.
How do you mean?
Like, the mental fortitude you build, just by willingly embracing a little bit of discomfort each day, pushing yourself slightly.
Ah, that's an interesting thought, the discipline of it.
Yeah. What other small intentional acts like that could have such a surprisingly big impact on your overall well-being, pushing you just outside that comfort zone for potentially remarkable gains? Something to think about.